Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM 856, it's Thursday morning here on KSJE, and it's now time for a little extra segment this morning, a preview of this weekend's San Juan Symphony concerts. Thomas Heuser is joining us on the phone this morning from his home in Durango. He is just so busy getting ready for the concerts, he can't hold still to be on video, but it's okay. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you for putting up with our technological limitations here this morning. I know normally you'd be with us on video, but we can see your smiling face on the brochure from season 37, so there is that for our viewers.
This is like old-fashioned radio, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
I love it.
It really is. But, wow, we have a big concert. Of course, again, full disclosure, I'm a member of the board of directors of the San Juan Symphony and proud to be there. And the Sunday concert in Durango, I guess we should mention, is sold out.
That's right. We are very excited. This is the second concert of our 37th season, Connect with the Pulse. This concert's called The Majesty of Mozart, Saturday night in Farmington. And as you mentioned, Sunday in Durango, the 3 p.m. matinee is sold out, which is very exciting. So we're looking forward to having big audiences for this very grandiose concert. Three choirs combining with the San Juan Symphony, four vocal soloists. It's going to be quite an event, Scott.
Right. I mean, you were really filling the stage, I think.
We are, and it's great to be back with the full forces, you know, coming out of the pandemic and adapting to the new normal. So, but everyone's really looking forward to it. Our musicians come from all over the Four Corners. The choir is Caliente from Farmington, Choral Society from Durango, and the Fort Lewis College Chamber Singers. So a number of vocalists and musicians from all over the region joining forces for this monumental concert.
Right. A lot of voices. 140 some voices, I think, is what you're saying, right?
With
all these combined choirs?
I think, we're pushing 150 singers. And, you know, with the complement of the orchestra, there's close to 200 people on stage. So it's a big undertaking. But what's nice about Mozart, of course, is the sort of intimacy and beauty of his music. Despite the large forces, you really get that wonderful lyrical quality of his music. It's highly theatrical, highly operatic, really, for this piece of religious music that dates from 1791. Actually, it was incomplete when he died, so this is a unique piece of music in Mozart's repertoire, and we can't wait to deliver it to our audiences in Farmington and Durango.
Right. It's been said that this is his kind of, I think maybe you said it probably, is where I heard it, his last musical statement, right, of Mozart?
It was, yes. He was writing it when he died. Some of his students completed it, even though he had most of it in draft form. So it does have this sort of final statement, as you said. It does give this sense of closure to the great composer. But nevertheless, I think it still is fresh today. And one thing we're doing to relate it to 2022 is we have a new piece of music by a Ukrainian composer, Skorik. This is a solo melody for violin and strings that will be another sort of lamentation, if you will, a sort of prayer for peace in the context of this Requiem Mass that we'll be performing. So it should be a very impactful event.
Very much so, Thomas Heuser. And briefly, if you can, talk about these four soloists that you've combined and gathered for this concert.
That's one of the most exciting parts, truly. We have coming as the soprano soloist from the University of Chicago, Sarah Braley. She's an Emmy Award-winning soprano. We're delighted to have her debut with the symphony this weekend. The alto soloist is Drea Presley, a local for Durango. And also from Durango is Wesley Dunnigan, the tenor soloist who teaches voice at Fort Lewis College. And then coming from the University of New Mexico's voice department, we have baritone soloist Michael Hicks. So the four of them combine and have some wonderful moments as soloists. In addition to the huge choral forces, there's a lot of voices, a lot of instruments on this concert. We can't wait to present it.
Very good. And of course, last night in Durango, you had your Musically Speaking gathering, right, to kind of tell audiences there a bit more about the concert. You'll be doing that again in Farmington and in Durango an hour before the concert for the audiences to glean a bit more information and more insight about the music that we'll be hearing, correct?
That's correct. Thank you so much for mentioning that. You know, this is a great opportunity to hear a little bit more behind the scenes from the conductor, what the music is like, the historical context. It's very informal, and as you said, last night in Durango, we had a great turnout at the music speaking lecture. It's a slightly longer version of the talk that I give 1 hour before each of the performances, and that talk will be put up on our YouTube page and made available for audiences everywhere. So we, again, always want to connect with our audiences, both with the music and the history, and that's the goal here.
Very true, very true. Well, Thomas Heuser, for folks who are listening to us or watching us this morning in the Durango area and are upset to learn that the concert is sold out at Fort Lewis College, again, they can get tickets and come to Farmington, plenty of seats at Henderson Hall, and enjoy the exact same music a day earlier in the evening on Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
Right, and you know that show's filling up too, so we think everyone should get their tickets right now at sanjuansymphony.org. So looking forward to it, and thank you so much, Scott, for your support.
Of course, of course. And for folks beyond maybe travel to Farmington and or Durango, there's the online option is still an option, correct?
That's right. The big silver lining from the pandemic, our
yes.
concerts, when we can, are streamed live. So the Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. will be live streamed and then available afterwards on demand for viewers everywhere.
Okay. Very good. You've thought of everything.
We're trying, sir. We're trying.
There you go. Thomas, I appreciate your time. I know concert week is a busy time, so thank you for setting aside some time to talk with me this morning. Thanks.
Very, very grateful, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. That's Thomas Heuser, the music director of the San Juan Symphony, talking about Season 37, The Majesty of Mozart Concerts, this weekend in Farmington and Durango, with me here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.